Any Hillary Clinton reaction? Of course there is. On Facebook, Kimberly Comer writes, Hillary's feminine voice was lost when she accepted money from governments that actively suppress and abuse women under theocratic rule. She may be a woman, but she does not speak for women. Last night, Clinton addressed supporters in Brooklyn, taking on her general election campaign opponent, Donald Trump.
He wants to win by stoking fear and rubbing salt in wounds, and reminding us daily just how great he is. Well, we believe we should lift each other up, not tear each other down.
That fear, or something like it, is what she spoke about back in 1969 when she gave the student commencement speech at Wellesley College.
The struggle for an integrated life existing in an atmosphere of communal trust and respect is one with desperately important political and social consequences. And the word consequences, of course, catapults us into the future. One of the most tragic things that happened yesterday, a beautiful day, was that I was talking to a woman who said she wouldn't want to be me for anything in the world. She wouldn't want to live today and look ahead to what it is she sees because she's afraid. Fear is always with us, but we just don't have time for it. Not now.
Hillary Clinton speaking at her class commencement in 1969, most likely to be the Democratic nominee for president. This is The Takeaway.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, whose goal is a world without blood cancers, funding research for new treatments and targeted approaches to therapy. Learn more at lls.org. By Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, and in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals, in-store and online. Staples, make more happen. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.